It's episode 253, and we've got plugins for robots.txt, color swatches for products, enhanced comments, image cropping, and a great way to hide content between mobile and desktop devices. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct, fresh from my 44-kilometer epic tour of Vancouver, I'm John Overall.
And from sunny Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
I finally completed a marathon. Never going to do another one. And yes, I know they're only 42.2 kilometers in length, but it seems you add kilometers when you dodge around other runners on the track.
I see. I thought you might have lost your car or something.
Yeah, well, I kind of felt like it. It was a wonderful, crazy, and insane experience. And somewhere around kilometer 30, my knee decided to give me grief, and I spent the last 12 kilometers walking and running because I could only run for short periods of time before the pain was too unbearable and I had to walk for a while. Yeah. But I finished it. Only took me 5 hours and 45 minutes.
It's not bad, but well, you know, at least you did it, right? That's the one thing, is that you finished. I remember, God, when I was a small kid, same type of thing. Was involved in a race, got hurt, and I came in dead last, but darn it, I finished that race.
Well, that was it. I wasn't dead last. I still managed to pass a few people at the very end, people who were worse off than me.
Well, so, good. That's great, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Know that's... All you listeners out there, now is the time to go to thefitu.ca/donate and donate to the worthy cause for Can Praxis, helping vets suffering PTSD. The donation pool is open for another week, and then it'll close down. So please donate.
Got it. All right. Well, there's not much going on in WordPress in terms of new things.
We need to get off the top of the show. Don't forget, show notes available, yeah. WPPluginsA2Z.com. And thanks to everyone out there who listens to us on Stitcher Radio. Hits that little thumbs up button in the corner. And if you're listening in the iTunes store, please drop in there. Give us a review. It really helps the show out. We'd appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely. That does help us out in the rankings, and we would greatly appreciate your support there. Also, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, we do have a little bit of self-promotion, and, well, just talk, folks. Everyone knows WordPress is the tool that everyone's using, well, 25% of the Internet's using. And, of course, being this large means it attracts tons of unwanted attention. And usually it's bad. Well, not usually. Oftentimes it's bad. Issues such as spam redirects, porn hacks, and more. And if you're in need of emergency WordPress support to fix that, hey, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And, John, I'm getting things well together within the Membership Coach program at membershipcoach.com. Let me just go over something here, John. I'm going to be doing a membership site fundamentals course that I'm actually going to be giving away for free. And it's about 55 lessons in it. Let me just look at the list here. We're looking at things about how to charge for access, flat fees, payment plans, managing credit cards, granting early access, re-engagement, user forums, gamification techniques. I mean, I'm just randomly pulling little lesson titles out of this thing.
Nice.
And that's just the fundamentals. That's just the free part. When we get into the nitty-gritty of what I'm going to actually be teaching, this is going to be – I mean, think of this. If I'm giving that stuff away in terms of lessons, imagine what the actual paid program looks like. It's going to be pretty amazing.
It's going to be pretty amazing.
So go sign up right now to the pre-launch, and that is over at membershipcoach.com. And look next week in iTunes, and you'll see the Membership Coach podcast in there as well.
Excellent. All right. And, of course, now the show is going to take a new bend. We now have an official show sponsor.
Yes.
And this is from our show sponsor, our first show sponsor. And if you want to be a show sponsor, feel free to go visit our website, look at the advertising page, and check out the rates there. So Captain Form is a WordPress form plugin. It's something, it's from 123 Contact Form, and I reviewed this plugin, seven, eight, nine episodes back. I'm not sure, but it was a few episodes back I reviewed it. It was a really great plugin. I don't recall the rating, but I know it was decently rated. This is a plugin that requires no additional add-ons. Functionality is enhanced through multiple third-party apps. They include Google Drive, Salesforce, Dropbox, MailChimp, and payment processors such as PayPal, AuthorizeNet, and Stripe, and more. There's a link in the show notes. You can go check them out. It's at captainform.com, comparative-matrix. It is also the only plugin in its niche that provides advanced features direct from the core product. The plugin is suitable for WordPress beginners, but also great for WordPress developers and designers. Security and helping customers, very important aspects to their business. All their plans include SSL encryption for the forms transmission and great customer support. Even in their free option, they do offer a free option for folks to check it out. And give it a check out, Captain Form, over at 123 Contact Form.
Excellent. And you can find more information about that at captainform.com.
And of course, we want to thank our donors to the show. Thank all the people who came in under $50. We greatly appreciate it. And if you would like to be featured at this particular spot, donate $50 or more to help this show, help us build this into a better and better website and show. And we'll read your information out here on the show, including links to your website.
That's right. And all that advertising money does go right back into the show. It never hits our gas tank. It never hits a restaurant or anything like that.
No.
We actually are putting the resources directly back into the show and building up the show and the website.
And it's justifying the time we have to take out to produce this show because it does take time to produce.
Absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, this week in WordPress, no, not a lot of information. I know I spent several days over in Vancouver. It was rather quite enjoyable. We were running late the entire time, and when we got to the hotel, we were checking in late, and by the mercy of the gods, we were upgraded to the penthouse suite of the hotel. It was so beautiful. We were at the top floor, the corner one, the biggest penthouse suite available. And it had this great, big, massive jet tub in it, so I didn't have to go anywhere after the race.
Yeah, no kidding. You could just recover right there.
It was sweet.
Fill it full of ice.
It was very sweet. My wife and I celebrated our 11th anniversary there, too, so it was quite
beautiful. Very nice.
All right, so any other bits and pieces this week? Nothing really in the agendas?
No, I've been doing, in terms of my own projects, just been doing a ton in terms of the memberships coach site. I've done a number of things in terms of some migrations and things like that, but nothing really groundbreaking in terms of news for the last week.
All right, then I guess it's time for us to dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, eh?
All right, let's roll.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got here today is a premium plugin. It was sent in to us by Dimitro Nada, and it's called DComments. And it's available at dcomments.com. And this is a plugin that they have built upon on the top of the native WordPress community system or commenting system. And it's meant to provide you additional pieces to your commenting system. It helps foster the interaction to your site. And one of the things I found interesting about it was it works in multi-site. It has a voting system, so you can vote comments up and down, badges for the comments you can apply to the comments. Your users can add and upload images and more. You get to go in and customize the way it looks and feels, tweak the notifications that are sent from the website, and more. It looks like it's a pretty decent commenting system that is built in addition to the WordPress native commenting system, so it's not a replacement such as some of the other systems out there are. This gives you more control over your comments, keeping them on your site. It also is responsive. So if it hits phones and other things, the comments shrink down and still look good. You get to customize all aspects of it, including look and feel. So check it out. It's a pretty decent commenting system, DComments, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice. Always nice to have something like that. I am bringing something back, John, that it's a lazy plugin. And this is something that I almost think should be kind of built into the WordPress post editor or page editor. Mm-hmm. It's called Page and Post Clone. Pretty easy descriptive there. And with one click, this plugin can actually create a replica or exact clone of a page or a post. You don't need to do any styling of a new page or start from scratch. This plugin actually creates a direct clone of the page or post with the exact same content as the original. Now, I think this should actually be part of Core, that you should just be able to duplicate a post or something like that. There are a ton of plugins out there that can do this sort of thing, but this one just seems to me to be relatively the best in terms of what this thing can do. It does do custom post types and things like that as well. So I've had a site where I had to duplicate stylings. I was using a editor in terms of a post editor. I was using Cornerstone and wanted to duplicate a bunch of pages. I had 108 lessons I needed to actually create templates for. And this one did the trick very, very well. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Great time saver there, it sounds like.
Yes, I bet it saved me at least a couple hours.
Excellent. All right, the next one I've got here today is called WP Smart Crop. This is a freemium plugin, and it's relatively new. This was sent in to us by Greg Shope. Don't know how I saw George there, but Greg Shope, and it's a really neat plugin. I installed it, and I had to install it on two of my on my test sites. The first one, I don't know if it was the theme or something, but it wouldn't properly load up the plugin. But it looks like, as I was digging into it, when you're loading and putting in this plugin, you may have to go in and add some additional styles to get it to work with your theme. They are currently doing development and additional work to help improve the plugin and its performance. But one of the key features in it that I really like, and I hope to be able to use this plugin more in the future, is that when you choose an image that's going to be cropped for all the different smaller images you use on your site, you can choose the focal point of that image, be it a centerpiece, a person in it, a corner, whatever, so that when it's cropped, that focal is always shown there no matter how the image is cropped. So that looks to be a very impressive plugin when it finally works itself out and they get all the bugs worked out and they start adding in the premium add-ons to it. So due to these minor bits and pieces I had troubles with, it, I had to give it a 3 Dragon rating, but this is one I'll keep my eye on and come back and revisit in the future and see if they can get an improved ranking on it. So check it out, WP Smart Crop, and you can get the core plugin at the WordPress repository.
Yes, that focal point is actually something that's been lacking in terms of that. And I know that sometimes when you hover over an image, it actually sort of does a false zoom in kind of a thing sometimes on the thumbnails.
Yeah.
And the cropping is always what screws it up. So, yeah, that's very valuable as far as a plugin. I hope that they can get that together and fix all those different things.
I do, too. I'd really like to have a plugin like that for all of my images, because I choose images that I have to sometimes custom crop to get what I want.
Yeah. So I was working on a WooCommerce site over the weekend, and I had to do two products. One was orange. One was dark orange. Hmm. How the heck do you designate that? Well, I found a plugin called Color and Image Swatches for Variable Product Attributes. Huge name. This is a freemium WooCommerce plugin. And what you do is you actually set color and or image swatches to display the available product. So you can do things like colors, styles, sizes, etc. But with the drop-down, instead of just saying black, white, orange, blue, whatever, you can actually use the full HTML value of the color, and then it displays it like that so that you can just pick exactly what that color happens to be. So you can do things like just take a picture of it and then maybe bring it into Photoshop, get the actual HTML value of the clothing or whatever it happens to be. plug that right into WooCommerce, and there are no longer any questions in terms of the colors. So very nice product. It is freemium. I would have, if this was totally free out of the gate with the functionality, I would have rated it a perfect 5 out of 5. But since it's freemium, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Still sounds like a pretty nice plugin for helping customize the colors and variables of your product attributes.
Yes, it's one of the best I've ever seen.
Excellent. All right, the final plugin I've got here today is called Robots.txt Rewrite. And it's a simple plugin. It's one of our favorite kind of plugins. It's you pretty much install it, activate it, make a couple of quick clicks, and it's done. And what it does is it goes in and creates the robot text file for you, and you can customize it up as you need, adding customized lines to block things. And, of course, after reading a few articles recently, the robot's text file is a very important file to have in your website, and that is to keep the robots from heading into places that it doesn't need to be, but also to ensure that it can get access to the stuff it needs to get to. Especially with the changes in the way Google reads your site when it investigates your site. It needs to gain access to certain files that used to be automatically blocked in robot text. This one here makes the job of creating that very simple and easy. It gives you a nice screen to go in and choose on and off buttons for various folders and directories. And if you know you got a couple of folders or directories you need to hide, you can just add them in. Very straightforward to set up. I found it relatively easy to get going. So I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out, robots.txt rewrite.
Very good. Yes, those are important things. We often forget about them. But if you don't change your robots.txt file, sometimes you can find yourself crawled by a million different things and little user agents and things out there. So yeah. Very important. All right, well, this last plugin is shortcode-based. It is called WordPress Mobile Only and Desktop Only Content. It's very simple. Either use the shortcode Mobile Only or Desktop Only, beginning and ending shortcodes, and anything that you put in between the shortcode appears only in those platforms. Now, that's very handy because you can put mobile-only stuff as far as a one-click phone number, any of those kinds of things. I had an application that required me to do different content for both of those things, both mobile and desktop, and I was especially targeting mobile.
Nice.
And it worked out very, very well. I only needed it for about 2 pages worth of variable content, but this one worked very, very well. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That sounds like a great way to target your mobile viewers and your desktop viewers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, it helps because otherwise – you're probably going to be making like responsive layouts and all that. And it's like, boy, I don't need to redo the entire theme. I just want to hide one thing or make it known in mobile for one particular item.
Yeah.
And by the way, I did use a short code within the short code and it actually worked too.
Oh, that's sweet. You got to love it when that works.
Yeah. Yeah. So all the dots were connected. All the wires were twisted together. It worked very well.
Well, this week I covered up dcomments, which I gave a 4-2, WP Smart Crop, which I gave a 3-2, and robots.txt rewrite, which I gave a 4-2.
And I talked about page and post clone, which I gave a 4 out of 5. Color and image swatches, I gave that one a 4 out of 5. And WordPress mobile only / desktop only content, also a 4 out of 5.
All right, and this is the last time you'll hear me talk about this. I said I was running a marathon. I ran a marathon, and it's definitely going to be the only marathon I ever run after having completed it and realized that, wow, that was a lot of work to get through. But I'm asking all of you listeners out there, please go to thefityou.ca/donate and donate $5, $10, anything, any little amount. It goes to CanPraxis. It's a group here in Canada that supports veterans who are suffering from PTSD, a fantastic group. Drop in there, thefityou.ca/donate, and please donate. Every few dollars helps them out. And, you know, I've only got $100 or so raised so far. It'd be nice to have a few $100 to give to them at the end of this. And the donation window closes on May 7th. So
great.
Get in there, please.
All right, and let's talk about the show sponsor again. Captain Form is a WordPress form plugin that is by 123 Contact Form. It allows you to build and customize any type of form, requires no add-ons or functionality through any of the third-party apps. It runs things like Google Drive, Salesforce, Dropbox, MailChimp, and payment processors such as PayPal, Authorized.net, Stripe, and more. Check it out at CaptainForm.com.
All right, and it is one of the only plugins in its niche that provides advanced features direct from the core product. The plugin is suitable for WordPress beginners, also great for developers and designers. Includes security with SSL encryption for transmitting forms and excellent customer support, even in their free options. So check them out.
Oh, that's right. So find them at CaptainForm.com.
Okay, and some final reminders, please give us a review at the iTunes store. We'd greatly appreciate it. It helps the show out a lot. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or go to their website and leave us a review or comment on their website.
Excellent. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com or membershipcoach.com, on Twitter at Marcus Couch, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
All right, that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. We'll